Dictation for Dr. Edwin, E-D-W-I-N, Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R, August 11, 2008. Addresses a letter, Dr. Donald Prouty, P-R-O-U-T-Y, 875-3732. Dear Dr. Prouty, consultation for Dr. Meyer with chronic kidney disease comes accompanied with wife. He's aware of kidney problems for a number of years, underlying diabetes, hypertension, and heart failure. There has been recent weight loss, 20 pounds. Denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia. Denies abdominal pain, diarrhea, bleeding. Minor nocturia, no infection, cloudiness, or blood. Has been on diuretics. Mostly 20 milligrams, occasionally 40. No purulent material hemoptysis, no chest pain palpitation syncope. Weights at home fluctuating the 160-164. Stable edema. Other review system right now is negative. Next paragraph, past medical history for atrial fibrillation. He follows with cardiology, Dr. Kreposman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N. Diabetes since the age 92. No documented retinopathy or peripheral neuropathy. No coronary artery disease. Question congestive heart failure. No rheumatic fever endocarditis. No pacemaker. No TIAs or stroke. No deep thrombosis pulmonary embolism. Has chronic kidney disease. No kidney stones. No obstruction. There has been anemia, but no bone marrow biopsy has been done. Next paragraph, surgeries, right-sided total hip replacement at the age of 80, prior back surgery, laminectomy, groin hernia repair, bilateral length implant. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, medications include Jardiance, Valsartan, Proscar Eliquis, Magnesium Lasix, Lipitor Flomax, vitamins, off HCTC, off metformin, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, present or past. Next paragraph, no history of renal failure dialysis. A sister did have renal cancer. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam. Weight 168, 71 inches tall. Blood pressure 110 over 70 on the right, 120 over 60 on the left. Elderly gentleman, very knowledgeable of her condition, of his condition, no respiratory distress, some degree of muscle wasting, some pallor of the skin, normal eye movements, normal speech, no gross mucosal abnormalities, no palpable chiral lymph nodes, no carotid bruit, JVD, lungs are clear, atrial fibrillation rate less than 90, no pericardial rap, no abdominal distension or ascites, no palpable liver spleen, no gross peripheral edema or focal deficit, mild decreased hearing. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, April. Creatinine at 2.0, back in March 2.2, 3.0, and that represents GFR 18 to 28. However, baseline appears to be between 1.4 and 1.8, early part of 2025 and 2024. Sodium, potassium, acid-base normal. Albumin, calcium normal, a minor increase of alkaline sulfatase, ALT, normal bilirubin, glucose 150s to 180s, recent normal magnesium. He does have anemia, 9, large red blood cells 110, 111, normal platelet count, low normal white blood cell and differential, probably myelodysplasia. Recent iron studies, high iron saturation 61%, ferritin almost 500. The absolute reticulocyte is low. Recent thyroid studies normal. Folic acid B12 normal. I do not see a urine studies. Next paragraph, there was a CT scan angiogram for evaluation pulmonary emboli, which was negative in February. At that time, there was ground glass opacity and consolidation bilateral, probably pneumonia. Heart appears enlarged, some pleural effusion right more than left. A recent echo in February, normal ejection fraction 52%. There is left ventricular hypertrophy. Moderate tricuspid regurgitation and grade 2 diastolic dysfunction. There is no imaging of the kidneys. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, question progressive. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. No indication for dialysis. Blood pressure, normal low. I'm going to update urine for protein creatinine ratio. We will do monoclonal protein. He does have anemia with macrocytosis, which probably represents bone marrow dysplasia. Obviously, renal failure can contribute to anemia. Consider doing a kidney ultrasound and post-void residual. Might consider a trial of EPO if persistent anemia. Continue management of his other comorbidities, including atrial fibrillation, anticoagulation, and cholesterol management. Further advice with results, end of dictation.